The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WTBR Pittsfield Radio, where we're about to dive into 30 thrilling minutes of complete chaos. Yes, it's time for Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. That's right, folks. If you're looking for intellectual stimulation, you've mistakenly stumbled into the wrong place. Get ready for Chuck and Billy to redefine the art of pointless chatter. One mind-numbing story at a time. Want to hear Chuck ramble on about his last lunch, the same leftovers he eats every other day? You're in luck. And let's not forget about Billy's deep dives into, wait for it, his favorite pizza toppings. Riveting stuff, really. In the next half hour, prepare yourself for a wild ride through a world where facts are optional and common sense has checked out early. If you crave insightful conversation and meaningful content, good luck finding it here. But if you're in the mood for some good old-fashioned absurdity, you've hit the jackpot. Chuck's laugh is infectious. If infectious means you'll be wishing for a swift exit. And Billy, well, he's just the charming sidekick who somehow makes Chuck look like the smart one, which is a special kind of talent, I suppose. So grab your favorite drink, or maybe something strong, because it's time for Chuck and Billy to take you on a hilariously bumpy journey through the land of cluelessness. Just remember, folks, this is your daily dose of chaos, and it's definitely not what your therapist would recommend. Hold on to your hats. If you still have any brain cells left after this, congratulations. You might just survive the next half hour with Chuck and Billy.
So,
yeah. Anyways, thanks, Tanya. Appreciate the.
She's so super sweet.
What a nice
lady.
I don't even know how to go. I don't know how to say anything about that.
I mean, I'd have to agree with some of it, but
yeah. But I think I was a little more nicer than Greg, I guess.
Yeah, Greg's usually always really mean.
I don't know where he
is.
I don't know why we
still have him on the team.
He's a lovely fella. She's nice. Thanks, Tanya. We can't wait to hear the outro after.
Yeah, I wonder what she's gonna say then.
Who knows? That was adorable. But anyways.
So we're back. It's been a few weeks. It's been a couple of holidays, and then of course Chuck was deathly ill, so yeah. we couldn't be on. But we're back.
We are back.
We didn't leave forever.
No.
We didn't. You know.
It's not like when we left our podcast and we're like, we'll be back.
Yeah. I mean, we tried to go back.
We tried
to go back.
But they're a pain.
So, but in any case, we are back. We didn't leave forever.
We're not going to.
So
because we're going to stay.
So your worst fears are true.
Your worst fears have been imagined.
They have come true.
They're out in the open.
We're here. We're not going anywhere.
We have showed back up.
We're not.
Wait.
We're here.
Shown back up.
We have... A shone.
We have shoned.
We shoned our faces. We shoned back up again.
We don't need to go to shul.
We don't need to go to school at all.
Shul.
Shul.
As Mr. Gallagher would say.
Mr. Gallagher.
You know, the guy that smashes the watermelons with a hammer.
Oh, yeah.
I love that guy.
To be in the front row.
It's so funny because when he did those things, everybody had the big thing of plastic.
Yeah, I was gonna say, didn't they give like a big roll of plastic to like the front row?
No, people would bring their own roll. He tells them, bring your own roll of plastic. He like, guy's got eye holes and just a mouth and his nose holes. He's like,
he wrapped up like a mummy.
It looks like he's being waterboarded, but he's not.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
So just to give the listeners a clue, this isn't the kind of show that you're going to get world news in. There's a possibility that you might, but it's not going to be the kind of headlines that you're used to hearing.
It's not going to be. I mean, We'll do anything, but politics and religion, no. I mean, yeah. Maybe a little tidbit, but it's not going to be much.
Anything neutral.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into that stuff, well, this isn't the show for you.
No, but we can come up with some news. There are some crazy news stories that that are around the world that people don't know about. We found them before.
We have found probably every single one you could possibly imagine.
Actually, I think we read some.
Did we?
Yeah, I think we may have read a couple in the very beginning here. Like one of our first shows.
Oh, yeah. I know there's a lot of people that loved our Christmas one with the kids. That's that one I know. Everybody loved that one.
Yeah, that was. That was a
it
good
was
one.
Fun.
With the letters.
Fun. With the kid that was just so...
That whole saga.
Yeah, the whole entire, like, seven-letter saga of, like, I'm going to kill you, Santa. It's like, wait, no, what?
You're like, when you were reading it and then you said there was more, I was like, wait a minute, there's more?
There's more. Oh, it's my
like,
gosh.
It's like going down the rabbit hole. In TikTok. When you're up for hours.
There's a part three.
There's a part 65.
Oh, my Lord. Keep going. Everybody
you
wants
have to
hear
know
this
more.
Tragedy.
Have to know more. It was a kid that wrote a letter.
It's funny. And then, I don't know, and Santa wrote back, was just like, listen here, you nice child.
Stop being a meanie actor.
Yeah, stop being a meanie pants. Bad fella. So, just so you know, we usually have things to talk about, but we can just wing it. So we,
yeah, we are
going to
wing it.
We can just do it. So don't worry about that.
But, yeah, I mean, winging it.
Wing it. Like wing nutting it. The weather is amazing. It's nice and warm.
So yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and it's really warm.
I got my umbrella. Out
wearing my
shorts for the shade. Yep,
my jorts.
Shorts. Yeah, shorts and a tank top.
Yep, it's super nice.
I was thinking about going swimming later.
I was gonna go sunbathing. But
yeah,
you need kind of weird.
Need to get a little tan, some vitamin D.
Go to the lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm done.
and then if you find any like vehicles in the lake, just you know call the tow truck. They'll pull them right out.
Yeah, they'll just get them out of there.
Yeah, just swim around it.
Yeah. What's in there.
Just swim around it. I'm sure you might find stuff in the center console, but
I think the funniest thing I ever heard is I was at the lake one time and there was this little kid. And I think it was his mom and dad. I'm not sure if it was, you know, could be stepdad, my stepmom. Who knows? But anyway, this kid's screaming. He's like, "Mom, there's a shark in the water. The shark in the water." I'm going, it's a lake, but okay. And there was a kid with a fin. He had it on his back, and he was swimming around like that. And then I saw it, and I was like, no, someone's doing that. That's mean. That's hilarious. This kid was freaking out. He was crying.
That's mean.
His mom was laughing at him. She's like, it's not a shark. It's not a shark. And I guess it was someone they knew because he told them earlier that he was going to do that, and they were just laughing. And he finally pops out of the water like, ha, hey, I just come out of the toxic waste. Hey, what's going on? I got a fin. But, you know. It was funny. I thought it was great. Just watching that kid scream to like death scream. Like, ah!
Well, yeah.
But you but no. You can see the kid doing this, like doing the wave, like how you swim, you know, like that. You could see his head and his feet. So you knew it wasn't a shark. That's why they were laughing.
Oh, man.
So if anybody got the chance to hear the show with the ladies from Stuff. If you don't get it, if you haven't heard that yet, you guys got to listen to it. Amazing. It was so funny. We had such a blast. And we just want to thank those guys, and we can't wait to be on your show again. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was. I had a great time.
Wow, I had a blast.
It was a lot of fun.
It was great. They were just so super nice, and I just can't wait to.
They're super funny.
Yeah. They're great. What was the things they did? They did like, what did someone say on a movie?
Yeah, it was like trivia.
We were trying
like,
to
who
guess
said it.
It? We're like Clark Griswold.
Yeah.
No.
Just start naming off everybody.
Yeah. We were like, what do we say? Like Barney Fife? No, it wasn't Barney Fife. Stupid. Oh, man.
Actually, this is kind of funny.
Uh-oh. Billy found something.
Yeah, I did. this is actually news apparently in Detroit.
Well, Detroit, there's a lot of news.
Yeah. But this is apparently some news. Library says a man can keep his overdue book 50 years later. I was like, okay. 50 years later, a man who grew up in suburban Detroit tried to return a very overdue baseball book to his boyhood library, but he was told he can keep it. Nah, dude.
No, if it was 49 years, you'd have to pay.
Yeah, if it was 49 years, we might have a different story here.
That's going to be a bill you don't like. It's going to be $30. Yeah. Penny a day.
Do people still use the library for the reasons that the library is there, like for books?
I don't think so. I think most people go there and are on the computer or they read the newspaper. I haven't seen anybody go into a library and read a library book or take one out half the time.
Yeah, because you can read everything online now.
Exactly. Like everything is becoming pointless. Like everything's becoming to the point where you can only go online, you order stuff, and now stores are just closing. Like, we just lost Staples.
Yeah, I know.
We're losing Big Lots. That's closing. It's like nobody wants to shop anymore. They do it all online. There's no point.
What about Family Dollar, too? I thought I caught wind that Family Dollar might be pulling out.
That should have been closed a long time ago.
I haven't gone there in years, dude. I just remember thinking, the floors are so dirty.
Well, 90% of the time when you go in there, there's stuff everywhere, and you can't find nothing. And
I know.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not blaming anybody. People just don't want to.
Overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, it's just rough. I mean, maybe
for the people that work there, who knows?
Yeah, the people that work there are probably just like, I can't do all this, you know. But they try. They try.
Yeah, as we all do. Yes. Hey, So I found that there's somebody in Oregon that's doing what I've been wanting to do. Okay, so I have a whole box, about 1,000.
Getting dysentery while you're watching, while you're playing Oregon
Trail.
I
would not want to do that. I have a whole box about 1,000 googly eyes at my house.
You want to stick them with everything.
I want to stick them to everything. Like, I want to go to the grocery store and, like, stick them on things. So somebody did this in Oregon. Mysterious googly eyes go viral after appearing on public art in Oregon. I wouldn't do it on public art, but I would definitely do it in the stores, I think. Googly eyes have been appearing on sculptures around the central Oregon city of Bend. delighting many residents and sparking a viral sensation covered widely by news outlets and featured on popular late-night talk show. What popular late-night? I want to know.
Yeah, I want to know.
On social media, the city shared photos of googly eyes on installations in the middle of roundabouts that make up its so-called roundabout art route. One photo shows googly eyes placed on a sculpture of two deer. Now picture this.
Could you imagine big googly eyes on a Mona Lisa?
And one, while another shows them attached to a sphere. Meatball. It's not yet known who has been putting them on the sculptures. This wasn't me.
Oh, man.
While the googly eyes placed on the various art pieces around town might give you a chuckle, it costs money to remove them with care not to damage the art.
Oh, it's not even going to damage. There's like barely any stickiness to it.
The
city, hurt
the city said this in its posts. It's going to cost us a whole lot of money.
It's going to cost us tons of money, like $700 to remove all the googlers.
The googly eyes.
Just hire volunteers to take them off. Come on.
Well, that Facebook post received hundreds of comments, with many users saying they liked the googly eyes.
Leave them alone.
My daughter and I went past the flaming chicken today and shared the biggest laugh, one user said, using a nickname for the Phoenix Rising, the flaming chicken sculpture. We love the googly eyes. This town is getting to be so stuffy. Let's have fun.
So stuffy.
And yet another Facebook user wrote, I think the googly eyes on the deer specifically are a great look, and they should stay that way.
It looks alive.
Imagine that. Imagine
that. That deer is surprised, I'll tell you.
Do you see why I want to do the googly eye thing? It just brightens people's days.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, there's people that have done it in the place I work, and it's hilarious. Like, put it on the...
Well, the place you work. We're not going to go there.
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
Others said the city should focus on addressing more important issues such as homelessness instead of spending time and money on removing the googly eyes. I kind of agree with that. Over the years, the city sculptures have been adorned with other seasonal decorations, including Santa hats, wreaths, lays. The city doesn't remove those.
I love the look.
And views the googly eyes differently because of the adhesive. Ben's communications director, Renee Mitchell, told the AP. So, I mean, it's the adhesive that's on the back of the googly eyes that makes a, you know, makes a big deal. Yeah. It's going to cost them thousands
as bad as people say it
scrape that off.
But we will be back after this wonderful commercial break.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com. And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass. Now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/job.
All right, we're back.
Okay, well, quick. Welcome back.
Welcome.
I think it was only like 30 seconds long.
Yep.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR.
WTBR.
WTBR. It's Field Radio.
Yeah,
89.7.
Let's make sure we get it all in there, okay?
But I don't want to.
Say it all. Do it all. Huh. So, yeah.
I was going to say, did you find another one? Because you looked like you're ready to laugh.
I mean, there's a few that I could potentially find. I mean, I got a list of them here.
Ah.
I've got. And we're going to try this.
All right.
We're going to try this. The most mispronounced words of 2024.
Brewery.
I'm going to show you this, and you're going to try to read them, too. Because Lord. If I can't say it, you're definitely going to have the chance to.
That's
going to
be awesome.
Trying to keep up. Oh. So, once I can find the list, man, espresso.
Espresso.
Espresso is one of those things. Barry Keoghan.
Barry Keoghan. I know that guy. He's a nice fella.
That's how you say it.
Barry Keoghan.
Keoghan. Barry Keoghan, espresso. So it's not espresso,
yeah.
Okay, like a lot of people say. And that's a very, you know, common mistake.
Can I have an espresso?
Espresso. It's espresso.
It's espresso.
Okay. That one, it's Frigi. Frigia. Frigia.
Frigia.
Frigia, but it's Phryge.
What? Hey, where are you from? France? Is that France? France? Are you from France? France?
You've got France in your pants, I see.
Fragile.
Fragile. Target.
Target. Walmart.
Walmart. Target and Walmart. I'm still gonna shop there.
Walmart.
Target and Walmart.
That's what they say in Florida. They call it Target. They don't call it. You know,
I don't know. Maybe they're like ashamed of it.
It's funny. Well, the rich people that go there, it's just like so bad. There
was
I remember when I lived in Orlando and I was going into the store and this lady was like, this little kid goes, I love Target. And she's like, yes, Target is amazing. Like that. And I was like, what?
What is this Target you
what
speak of?
What are you
of?
Talking about? Where's Target? I'm looking all over the place for this other store and it's just.
It's right in front of you. It's right in front of you with the big bullseye.
It says,
says Target.
Target.
Target. People say it all the time. I mean, it's just to say it to be funny.
Yeah, Wally World. They don't Wally call World. It Walmart, you know.
Wally World.
It's funny. Wally World's in North Adams, isn't it? There's a Wally World. It's like a little park, I think.
I have
People
I
are like,
know.
I'm going to Wally World. I'm like, you're going to Walmart? And they're like, no. I'm like, they're going to Wally World. I'm like, what are you talking about?
It only makes me think of vacation.
Yeah, like... We're going to Wally World. I love it when they show up and it's closed.
What did they use? Where did they actually go? Because that's an actual place, but it wasn't, I don't think it was Wally World. I think it was something
probably
else.
Probably like Disney something. I don't know, maybe.
Well, I'm going to look.
Six
I'm gonna
Flags.
Actually,
yeah. Could have been Great Escape. It used to be.
I mean, yeah, I went to the Great Escape when it was the Great Escape.
Yep. Now it's Six Flags everywhere.
Yeah. I mean,
six red
flags.
It wasn't
bad. There was some pretty. There were some pretty cool rides. At,
yeah. Yeah, there was.
Riverside and.
Yep, Riverside.
Did you ever go to Zoom Flume in New York?
Oh yeah, and then they closed it. It was great.
I know.
Water Slide World, they closed down.
Water Slide World.
See, that's funny because I would always go, Water Slide World, famous fun. People yeah. are like, why are you doing that? Just say it. I don't want to.
I know, but you can't help it.
Yeah.
You can't help it. And Zoom Flume was like Water Slide World's little baby.
Yeah, like little baby brother.
Yeah.
You're I the went there on park.
A, I went there on a school trip.
Yeah.
Well, it was, you know, nice out and whatnot. It was just before school was done for the summer, but... I remember going there and there were these bicycle thingies. You'd sit, it wasn't a bicycle though. You'd sit in this chair. You'd have like bicycle, like, you know, for your,
yep.
you know, the pedals.
Yep.
And there'd somebody be sitting across from you and there'd be buckets of water above you. And whoever pedaled fast enough, faster than the other person, you'd end up getting to dump the water on them. So it was like a contest. It was like a water dumping contest. I remember that. And I did it and it was a lot of fun.
Yep.
I'd let people win because...
You wanted to get drenched.
Yeah, it was like, hot. It was hot.
Everyone's like, ha, you got wet.
You're a loser. Like, oh, yeah. Am I? I'm the one that's cooled down
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you guys are right? sweating like pigs in a pork roast or something.
You're sweating like pigs in a pork roast. I tell you what.
I tell you what. But, yeah, I mean, those were fun. Those times were great. I remember when I went to, on a field trip, I went to the Boston Museum. Like it was like a science museum, I think. And I remember my teacher fell down the stairs, but it was the slowest fall I've ever seen in my life. It was like
time stood still.
Dun, 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 dun. I was just like, fall faster.
Can we get this done and over and with really quickly?
No, so. The funny part about the whole thing, she stood up. She's like, all right, guys, let's go this way. I was like, what just happened?
Because that's what we do.
And then some doctor, some
it's embarrassing. Yeah, so you try to get up and you're like, yeah,
there was an
fine.
EMT checking her out. And I was like, are you okay, teach? And she's like, yeah, I'm totally fine. I was like, okay. Well, the funny thing was the stairs were carpeted, but it wasn't like thick, but it was enough to the point where it didn't hurt her.
She probably had carpet burns.
But it was so slow. Yeah. I've never seen someone fall downstairs that slow in my life.
Except for movies when they do it on purpose and they're like, they're pushing off.
Yeah, they're like,
Flipping themselves
yeah.
and doing somersaults to fall.
And they're slow, or they're just dragging themselves like a worm.
Yeah. Dude, I used to wear the feet pajamas, and I loved them, right, growing up.
Yep.
And I remember it would get to the point where if you step foot on the linoleum floor in the kitchen, you'd slide,
oh,
right?
Oh, you're gone.
You know, like, so you'd run in the hall and on the carpet, and then just slide across the floor, okay? And yep. Sometimes you'd fall down. Well, the other fun sport, I guess you could call it, was sliding down the stairs. Thump, 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 all the way down in your feet onesie, like yeah. your feet pajama onesie,
like, yeah!
zipped up. Yeah. You know, you had like all the different kinds, like Ninja Turtles, yep. and you know, like, but when you're growing up, G.I. Joe.
Yep.
And down the stairs you go.
Strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, strawberry shortcake.
No, I had to wear a pair of those because I lost a bet with my sister when I was a kid.
Well,
she bought me strawberry shortcake onesies, and
you kept your integrity, dude. You
like,
said you lost.
She was like, you gotta
did
wear
what you had to
yeah.
do.
She was like, you gotta wear this, and I was like, oh, well, fine. So I put it on. I was like, stupid. So mad. Big picture of strawberry shortcake right there, right on my cheeks.
I would have went right outside with it. I'd have been like, hey.
But I used to take my mattress off my bed and slide down the stairs.
Yep.
One time I did that and it got stuck and I went that. Face first, rug burn right on the chin.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh
yeah, the mattress was trying to tell you something. The
mattress was like, knock it off. So, you're stupid.
As it turns out, you were pretty right. The 1983 original Vacation movie did take place at Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Oh, nice.
In Valencia, California. So. Oh. You were right.
Yes.
I
didn't
believe they
know.
Had Six Flags back then.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it even existed.
I didn't either. They were probably like, hey, let's take over Great Escape so we don't have this in the movie.
The coasters that the Griswold family rode, I guess, at Wally World were Revolution and the Screamin' Mimi.
I've been on that. That's the wooden one, I think.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because the wooden one I've been on, that thing is brutal.
Like it's
brutal.
It's a Colossus Classic twin racing coaster.
It's so Oh, yeah, that's the one. It's brutal. Like you can't.
Colossus was one of the world's biggest and fastest wooden coasters.
Yep, that was the one, yep. I rode on that one.
That Steelwood hybrid.
But it's so violent, man. Like when you make a turn, it's like whack.
Yeah,
it's like
It's like when you get in that ride at the carnival that comes in. It's like what's it called? That one, the scrambler.
Yeah, that one's
dangerous. It squishes you.
Yeah, it's like
if you're on the outside, you get squished. So listen, fellas and ladies.
Ladies and gents.
If you got a crush, make sure they sit on the inside and you sit on the outside, because then they have to slide and they hit you and you got to hold hands.
Yeah, then you're like, hold on tight, I'll keep you safe.
Yep.
Then you're like,
yeah, I'm doing good.
Bro, let's finish that French toast. You smell like maple syrup.
Just do it with two people. I know they can fit three, but just do it with two people, because if you do it with three people, you're all done.
You know what's funny? Every time you go on a ride and you can smell vomit, it always smells like maple syrup, and I don't know why.
I don't know. Gross. I don't go sniffing around for.
No, but you can smell. You're like,
see, I just smell fries,
is there pancake somewhere. Yeah, you're like, ooh,
French toast.
Yeah,
sticks.
Like, smells good. I'm hungry.
I'll smell the French fries, but I always smell the onions and the peppers from the sausages that are cooking.
Oh, they're so good.
So, I mean, I always smell that before I smell anything else.
Well, it's like...
And I gravitate towards it.
What was
that
one?
Sausage and onions.
What was that one where that you spun it and you just kept spinning? I can't remember the name of that.
Teacups, dude.
Yeah, that was brutal. I remember. I didn't want to go on.
Well, I think they had an adult version of the teacups.
Yeah,
and they had
I didn't
want to
go on
teacups.
That with my sister and her friends. Because they spin it way too fast. And I was like, no, I'll puke. Like that. And my sister went on with her friends. And one of her friends.
I would vomit.
Yeah, one of her girlfriends that was sitting next to her and one of her boyfriend. They both threw up everything they had.
Yes.
And I was sitting there watching and I was like, and that's what you get. I told you, if you keep spinning it that fast, you're going to go, yeah. And you did.
And when I was a teenager, I loved going on all the rides. And I mean, I went on all the crazy rides. Like in Dalton, you go on a zipper, you know?
Oh,
the one that goes up, but it also you're like your cage that you're in spinning.
Yep.
And if you're in there with somebody who is like, you know, wants to spin it, they'll spin it and you'll go fast. So I went on that ride all the time when I was younger. Started getting older, went on that ride one time, and when I got off it, I think I was green. We had kids at the time. And I think my wife looked at me, my ex-wife looked at me and said, what's wrong with you? I'm like, just go off the ride.
I went on the, how was it?
She's like, oh, you went on
the Flying Bobs, the ones that go forward.
Yeah, but I love
backwards.
The Flying Bobs. I still love the Flying Bobs.
No, dude, I went on it and I got off it and I was
I went on it last year.
And I just looked at my daughter and I was like, I think I got vertigo. Like, I can't do it. I just couldn't do it. I was like, I'm going to die.
It goes forward and backward?
Yeah, I was just like,
remember when they used to play like awesome music?
No,
like
they used to play
Metallica.
Yeah, they played the best music. Leopard, Metallica.
Yeah, they played all the good music in there, and now you take the ride, and it's something.
They played. I remember when I was with my daughter, and they played "South of Heaven" by Slayer.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, like that was just getting all excited. And then I was like, no, I can't do this.
See, but back then there was all the all the metalheads and everything get together. They all go to the carnival. They go on Flying Bobs, and then you'd have hair everywhere. Whether it was ladies or men, there was hair everywhere just flying and flapping around. Next thing you know, the guy in front of you, his hair is in your mouth.
Yeah.
And they're playing Def Leppard and Metallica on your way around.
Yep. Like when you take, when you get in the shower after.
Pour some sugar on me.
It's like when you get in a shower after your family and there's nothing but hair in the shower. And you're like, wow.
Yeah, guys, come on. Take the hair off the walls.
Come on. You know, at least comb it.
Something.
Yeah. Put it back in your head. I don't know.
Just, hey, listen, it happens. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
When your hair is long, it falls out.
Yeah.
You know, you're always shedding. But,
like a cat.
If you see it, just take it off the walls.
I'm shedding my summer coat.
Because I'll tell you what, Chuck is not going to be the guy that's going to go in there into the drain and clean out the drain for you.
I have. No, it doesn't make me gag. I don't care. But
yeah, put your face near it.
Come on. And, oh,
put
forgot.
Your face near it.
It's like, oh, yeah. Looks like Chewbacca when it comes out.
It's still coming. It doesn't stop.
Is this thing talking to me? Put me back.
It's here. I made you a sweater out of all the hair that you dropped this whole year. Merry Christmas.
I'm going to make you a yarmulke. No!
Yeah, I made you this sweatshirt. It has my face on it and everything, with my beard, with all
that. Speaking of faces, Billy got me some Christmas gift with socks with his face on it.
I sure did. What are best friends for? You'll never forget that I'm your best friend if you're wearing them.
Well, I guess that's it, everyone. We had our nice half an hour show. We will be back next week.
Hopefully it broke up the drive home or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, whatever you're doing. So hope you guys join us again next week. So we'll see you then. Have a good one, guys.
Well, folks, you've just emerged from the ridiculous rabbit hole that is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. If you managed to keep your sanity intact after riding this unhinged roller coaster of verbal chaos, give yourself a standing ovation. Seriously, you deserve all the accolades. If you were searching for wisdom or clarity, I'm sorry to inform you that you've stumbled far from the Garden of Enlightenment. Instead, you've waded into the swamp of absurdity, where Chuck's culinary choices are the main course, and Billy's random tangents are served as the side dish. So delightfully detrimental that you can feel your IQ points slipping away with every passing second. Join us next time for another round of mind-boggling nonsense, where you can expect more inane chatter and completely irrelevant stories that'll have you questioning your life choices. Who needs therapy when you can moan about these too? Thanks for sticking around. We'll catch you in the next episode of Not Your Cup of Tea, where Chuck and Billy will once again lead you down a path of bewilderment and irreverence. Until then, keep your wits about you, if you can. And remember, sometimes it's better to just turn off the radio and enjoy the sweet silence.